السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I was passing by one location when I met somebody, and the person I asked, did you hear me? The person said yes. It's nothing new. I know all what you're talking about. This is true. All of us know what we're talking about. But Ahmed is not coming with a new knowledge. He's boring. He always repeats himself. Nothing new. 100% correct. But if I die, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to tell me to do dhikr all the time? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell me to read Quran with tadabbur? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want me to think about akhirah? Do you remember the verses about Surah Al-Layl, chapter Al-Layl, verse 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 11? You will not believe it. You will not believe it. Allah called the people of Jannah against Sadiqeen. Why? They believe in Jannah. If you believe in Jannah, what Allah wants you to do? Run after Jannah. You see, again, you run after the things you love and you desire and you believe. Firstly, again, your action. Action. The action following the heart. Okay, some people said, I heard it, I know it, even I memorize it. Allah will tell you what you did. You see? After you hear it, know it, memorize it, if you believe it, you work for it. If you believe it, you struggle for it. If you believe it, you do your utmost. All this all together called what? Sadaq. But not your way, Allah way. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam way, the maximum we can. And this is what called ikhlas. But when you heard it, yes. You know it, yes. You memorize it, yes. Shaitan know it. Shaitan memorize it. Shaitan know more than all of us. What the value of the knowledge if shaitan? What happened? Arrogant. Arrogant and stubbornness is a musiba. Is a big musiba. Allah will not tell me how much you know, how much you did with the knowledge. There's many ahadith about that. And this is what we're missing today also. This is why we go back to the verse, the brother asked me about it, verse 23, Al-Ahzab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say the companion who heard the knowledge. No. Sadaqu, they have sidq of the covenant. You heard the message, you believe it, you sincerely to it, now show me the action. Show me the action. This show me the action is called sidq. And if you have sidq in your action, I promise you, Allah will give you a lot of barakah in your action. If you don't see barakah in your action, something deep-rooted in the root of Iman in your heart. Something wrong with your intention. Even if it look good. By this way, what Allah want me to do? Make tawbah, istighfar, clean up, go to Allah, trust Him, make your turn, start seeking knowledge and consultation, verification of your knowledge and understanding, because you might have some bad worm or some insect or Japanese beetles. You remember Japanese beetles? They wanted to eat the roots of the flower, the roses, and the flower died. Why the flower died? Because the Japanese beetle eating the roots of the flower. By the way, the tree looked good, and it died, and the flower died. Why? What is the Japanese beetle? Shirk, kufr, nifaq, riya', ujb, disease of the heart, is eating the roots of our iman. Now the action becomes so corrupted and bloated. Now we do not have barakah in our action, barakah in our decision, barakah in our marriage, barakah in our whatever it is. And the musibah, we will have no barakah even in our children. You see? It goes as a sequence. This is why every time I see any goodness in me or any goodness Allah give me, I cry to Allah and thank Him about His bounty to me. I don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. But I try. I struggle. Maybe one time I pass, maybe 99 I fail, but Allah want me to struggle, keep struggling, keep trying. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. I hope all this message, in case I die tonight, believe me, I'm not feeling well at all. I'm not feeling well at all. I'm not feeling normal. My head doesn't feel normal. My body doesn't feel normal. But look at the thought coming one after another. I will be lucky. If I send all these messages, I make dua and I die. With my niyyah, O Allah, make me truthfulness, Ya Allah. Make me have sidqan ikhlas, Ya Allah. Give me good ending, Ya Allah. And make me among those sadiqeen and siddiqeen. You remember? You remember this verse? Huh? Anybody remember? When a man came to Rasulullah or another report, a woman? And she said, Ya Rasulullah, a woman. She complained about her husband. Her husband cried too much. He do not have a quality time with her. He asked her all kind of questions. No. In the end, when he bring the man, what the man said? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I love you so much and I miss you. And every time I miss you, I cry. And I said, if I die, where I go? Where I meet you, where I go? When I go even Yawm al-Qiyamah in Jannah, I go to where am I? And you're going. As a messenger prophet, how far am I from you? I will not see you. I cry. Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salam. Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salam with a verse. I will give you homework. Do you know what verse is that? And what he said? Is a glad tithing. After the companion heard the verse, they asked, Ya Rasulullah, is this for him? He said, this for him and anybody follow him. I will give you some time. I will send you the verse later on, inshallah. And the bottom line of the verse is, those who believe in Allah and follow Allah wa Rasuluh, Allah resurrected them with anbiya, with messenger prophet, with siddiqeen, level of siddiqiyya, with shuhada, and the martyr, with salihin, and the pious people. Look at the last one, salihin. وَحَسُنَ أُولَئِكَ رَفِيقًا. And this is the best companionship in Jannah. How you gain it? Sidq of love and relationship with Allah wa Rasuluh is not a talk. It's not a talk. May Allah make us among those. This is what I'm wishing for. I'm wishing to be among muqarrabin. I'm wishing to be among the people who will be resurrected with messenger and prophet, with siddiqeen. Now I have to work for it. I have to sacrifice whatever it takes for it. I have to be patient and content with whatever Allah give me, I like or dislike. And if I do so, I will get that. I will give you the verse very soon. Hopefully, inshallah, you can find it. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.